Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And sings, the rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
for the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to be able to speak the Word of God into your life today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we honor, praise, and give you all the glory today and always. We welcome you into this 15-minute power message, asking that your Holy Spirit have full reign, and that you get all the glory in it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I say, and we all say together, amen. Glory to God. Well, Street Love family, today's message is pretty simple and based on a scripture that most of us know by heart. Proverbs 3:5-6. Repeat it or say it with me if you know it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. The Amplified Version reads like this. Lean on in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your path. Glory to God. Well, this scripture was authored by King David himself. And so I thought today's story should come from one of his escapades. So the Street Love Bible story is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 4 and verse 6 in the King James Version. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And they took the women captives that were therein. They slew not any of them, either great or small, which means old or young, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. The word of the Lord. In summary, David came home to a devastating scenario. His home and family were all gone, and thoughts of them being harmed, raped, beaten were overtaking him. On top of that, his soldiers responded by wanting to kill him. Now, if you don't know anything about David, the Bible referred to him as a man after God's own heart. David had a relationship with God. Do you have a relationship with God? David spent time with God. Do you spend time with God? David wrote poems and songs honoring God. What do you do to serve and honor God? And David had multiple experiences of God showing up when he was in battle with a bear, a lion, and a giant. Can you think of any experiences God has showed up for you? Selah. Pause and think on that. So David did what he had done in times past. He cried and said, why is this happening to me? I don't understand. Why? Rewind. No. David did not respond that way, right? The Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Glory to God. I believe David was a man after God's own heart because of how he handled bad situations. He learned to trust in, lean on, and be confident in the Lord, despite how bad the situation looked. The sign of a mature Christian. When your back is up against the wall, you trust in, lean on, and be confident in him, and encourage yourself in the Lord. Selah, pause and think on that. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. So this year marks my 10th year in ministry. Yay! And I was extremely excited about this year's in-person fundraiser. I usually do a fundraiser every August. Well, things were not falling in place with locating a venue and finding a videographer, and historically, when things don't fall in place, I jump in and make things happen. You know, take out a loan, pull out the charge card. And all I kept getting in my spirit was, trust in the Lord. Lean not into your own understanding, Lachelle. Just stand still. I then responded like David, and I encouraged myself in the Lord. Now, my situation wasn't life or death, but without the fundraiser, I can't do the street ministry. So I just started confessing Ephesians 3:20, which says that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think according to the power that worketh in me. Confessing that every day over the fundraiser for this year. And I'm not sure what God has planned, but I'm just putting my trust in him. And admittedly, I am disappointed about not having an in-person fundraiser, but I've accepted, trusted in, leaned on, and am confident in the Lord that he must have something else planned, because this is his ministry. It's not my ministry. Trusting in the Lord can seem like nothing's being done, but that's why David taught us to encourage ourselves in the Lord so that we are more focused on the Lord versus on our situation. That's when his peace comes and you just rest in him. You praise him and you thank him for what you don't see, because your trust is in him. Hallelujah. In conclusion, it's really easy to say trust in the Lord to someone else to encourage them. But when you're smack dead in the middle of a situation, that's when the rubber hits the road, as they say. The question is, can you encourage yourself in the Lord when no one else is around and things aren't looking in your favor? Here are some scriptures to confess daily so you'll have them in you when you get hit. Because believe me, you will get hit. Repeat after me. Lord, I love you. This battle is not mine, but the Lord's. God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he in me than he that is in the world. By his stripes I am healed. I shall live and not die, but declare the miraculous works of the Lord. I claim these all in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Street Love family, read God's word daily, listen to his word daily, and confess his word daily. This is how you put your trust in him and encourage yourself in the Lord. Glory to God. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Have you received Jesus? Are you ready? Just repeat the following after me. Lord, forgive me all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and lives in heaven with you. I confess Jesus as my Lord. I am now saved. Hallelujah. I have a second invitation. Ask for those who would like to rededicate their life to Christ. That means that at some point you received Jesus and maybe you walked away and you have been in a backslidden state and you would like to come back to him wholeheartedly today. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess underneath your breath anything you want to confess to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, your listener is on this line, and he wants to come back to you. You love him, and you've been waiting for this time. Father, he is confessing his sins to you according to 1 John 1:9. We are believing that by faith, you are cleansing him of all unrighteousness and removing the un, and he is now made righteous. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. That bell is for you, Street Love listeners who have received Jesus for the first time and for those who rededicated your lives. And guess what? Sister Shelley has a free gift for you. You can go to my website at www.freeluncheandprayer.org, click the contact button, and let me know that you received the invitations today, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Amen. Our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Anyone left in the house of Michigan, Texas, Southfield, or Alabama that I may show the compassion of the Lord to. If you are listening and you have a church and you say, hey, Sister Shelley, we'd like your street ministry to come to our church, just send me an email. Just click the contact button at freeluncheandprayer.org, and we'll both pray on it and make it happen. Amen. Our second announcement is I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. It's free of charge. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones and click that follow me button. That way I won't have to keep sending emails and text messages out. Amen. The messages will come directly to you. Again, to contact or donate, please go to freeluncheandprayer.org, and I would be so appreciative if you could help us out with the street ministry, and it supports the messages as well. Glory to God. Well, Street Love family, that ends this week's message. I am so grateful to be able to speak the word of God into your life. I pray you have a blessed week. And let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. We claim it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And remember, street love begins with you. Have a blessed week, family. Thank you.